Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary, very, very much. Welcome back to our second hour, folks. We're glad to have you here. Before I go to Tucker Reed, I want to go back to my homework assignment from Michael in Houston, who was wondering about his avocado tree not producing. Michael, wow, you took me places I never thought I'd be going. I want to read to you. This is from the Aggie Horticulture Avocado Sheet. It's a PDF. If you search Aggie Horticulture Avocado, I'm sure it'll take you to this one fact sheet. Let me see if there's a number for it. I'll look for that number and just say I want to read this to you. It talks about varieties. And I'm just going to read this because it is so bizarre. Fall into one of two pollination types, A and B. Type A flowers in the morning as receptive females and close in the afternoon. They reopen the following afternoon for pollen shed. Type B avocado flowers open in the afternoon as receptive females, close overnight, and reopen the following morning to shed their pollen. Holy cow, I had no idea. So that's just kind of odd. And that is Extension Publication EHT-018. So if you want to do a search for Aggie Horticulture Avocados, that should take you right to it. But in the upper right-hand corner in the fine print, it's going to say EHT-018. There, I got my homework assignment fulfilled. And we go to Tucker Reed. Tucker is the horticulture manager at the beautiful Dallas Arboretum, where they don't have much going on right now. We'll talk a little more about that in just a second, but he's going to talk about iris, bearded iris. Why would you bring that up at this time of year?
Well, for one, it was the first plant I ever dealt with as a horticulturist, and this was before I was a horticulturist, actually. My grandmother got me into them when I was just a wee little kid, so my first garden was an actual iris garden. It wasn't a vegetable garden. It wasn't anything like that. So this has always been a little near and dear to my heart. But what I love is that now, probably in the last 15 to 20 years, we've seen an influx of reblooming iris, and most of the time we think of them as just purely the spring flower. They come up, they do their thing for a couple weeks, and then they just have their little foliage and it's fine, and every once in a while we'll cut them back into a fan and they look a little nice, real clean and neat. But, you know, like my father says, these plants are weeds. You know, he grew up with my grandmother, and he just considers them an absolute weed. So you're not going to kill them. They're super hardy. Just as long as you don't bury them too deep and don't put them in a wet spot, you're probably going to be pretty good. I've seen them grow in the shade. They won't bloom for you in the shade, but I've definitely seen them grow in the shade. So this is an indestructible garden plant. It's an old-fashioned favorite for a reason. It's an heirloom for a reason. But now we have this new twist that says, hey, if you plant these varieties, and there are hundreds of them now, you're going to potentially get a fall bloom sometime between August and October. If the conditions are right, they're going to throw up a secondary flower, which is really kind of cool because it's going to be a surprise whenever it happens.
I was driving down Alma Road in McKinney in Stonebridge a year ago, just about now, and there was the most glorious, rich golden yellow iris clump in full bloom, and I thought, what has happened to that plant? That thing is really off base. Probably had six or eight stalks, and we drove another block, and there was another clump. Same deal. The landscape contractor planted them on. They were beautiful. Yep. So hallelujah.
And honestly, that one's probably called Harvest of Memories. It's the most common out there of the yellow rebloomers.
Well, I appreciate knowing that because that's worth looking for. That was beautiful. Now,
yeah, and it's pretty cool surprise in the garden. So
if you go to one of the fall sales of the iris or iris and daylily societies, if they're combined, but if you go to an iris sale in the next few weeks, 2 or 3 weeks, you're likely to be able to ask people about this.
You should be able to. I mean, they're common enough out there. I mean, I bought a few dormant rhizomes at a nursery yesterday to add to my collection. But yeah, you know, and I don't know if Steve mentioned it, but the Fort Worth.
Yeah, it's coming up next weekend. Yeah, I'll bet you'll be there, won't you?
I'm thinking about it if I get a chance to get there. We'll see.
I know obsessive people when I talk to them.
But you should be able to ask. They may not have a lot. It just depends on if they're growing them or not. Yeah. The iris societies, you know, they sometimes some of the purists and the traditionalists will stick with purely their little section. You know, some of the bearded Irish people get really, you know, not crazy, but they get real focused in on miniatures, on tall bearded, on miniature, on medium sized. They really focus on a specific set.
I see. Yeah,
Irish,
I see it in the daily people with the spiders or the minis or the rebloomers or whatever. I have a question for you relative to Iris, and it's a question I get often, and I don't know that I have the perfect answer. So I have a bed of mixed colors of Iris, and suddenly they're all white, and I didn't have any white to start with, and it's just the old white flag Iris. How'd that happen? This is not me personally. It's a call I get about once or twice a year.
And I don't know how that happens either. I know that my first garden that I had, my grandmother loaded it up with all different kinds of Iris. And when I went back as a teenager, after we moved away from Tulsa, Oklahoma, and went back and looked, that little plot was still there. And every one of them was purple and white.
All right.
I don't know how that occurred. I know I didn't plant any purple and white ones, but there was a whole bunch of purple and white ones in that garden. So I don't know if it's age induced or what the mutation's going on there, but something occurs. Generally, that's why I say to keep dividing.
Mm-hmm.
Keep your plants fresh. Get rid of those really old rhizomes that sit down in the middle of the clump. You're always wanting those outside ones that are fresh and vigorous. They're going to bloom better for you. They're going to be a little bit healthier. They don't tend to have as many problems with getting iris borer. So I think that generally if you're dividing every 3 to 5 years on your iris, you're going to have a really healthy clump.
Good shape. All right.
And you're not going to lose that the colors that you're really wanting.
Well, thanks for that added help. That's perfect. I want to talk a little bit about autumn at the RBM. I'll pay homage to the fact that education programs are available. If you'll search online at DallasRBM.org. And click on education or click on concerts. All of that's going on. Membership is available to you on the website. But I want to talk about Autumn at the Arboretum because it is now underway. Tell us.
It is. It started yesterday. This is, in my opinion, in my 5 years of being there, I think we've outdone ourselves this year. I'm kind of trying to break my shoulder while I pat myself on the back, but you know, it's pretty. We've done a pretty decent job this year. 50,000 to 60,000 pumpkins. The village is all there. 6 different storybooks that you can are the themes of the houses and of the village in itself. Definitely, when you walk in, you're gonna feel like fall. Even if it gets hot again, you're gonna feel like fall just because all the colors are there. It looks like what you think autumn should look like.
Fabulous. All right. How does somebody find the Dallas? Oh, you can find all that information also at DallasArboretum.org, folks, on the activities and the other things of Autumn at the Arboretum. How does somebody find the Dallas Arboretum?
You find us at 8525 Garland Road. We're on the southeast side of White Rock Lake. If you come from the point south to Grand Avenue exit and head north, it'll turn into Garland Road. If you're coming from points north, take the Garland Road exit and follow the green signs.
All right. And 24-hour information number?
214-515-6500.
All right, and then finally the website, we did everything 9 to 5 7 days a week, DallasArboretum.org.
And just remember, if you're a member, you can come in at 7 instead of 9.
That's wonderful. Good deal. Get some beautiful early morning photos that way. That would be great. Tucker, I appreciate you, my friend.
Thank you.
Okay, talk to you later. Bye. Tucker Reed from Dallas Arboretum. Let me tell you about Sunburst Shutters. Now they are sponsoring that. We were driving in Plano, my wife and I, a couple days ago, and I said, look over there. Somebody's getting Sunburst Shutters. It was a big truck. They were probably getting a house full of Sunburst Shutters, and I'll bet those are happy, happy people now. They go in and one day, you know, they go out, they'll come to your home, measure, bring samples of the product, show it to you, and they will then give you the estimate of what it would cost to put them in or the bid price, and you'll be able to feel them and touch them and realize how really special they are. And then when they get them all cut and fit window by window by window by window, they'll come back and install them. My wife made reference to it last night. We were talking about another project that we were working on, and she said that may be almost as good as the feeling of remodeling when we had Sunburst Shutters come to our house. Love this product. The people are just the nicest you'll ever meet in business, and they'll bring those samples right to your home. Let me tell you about the material. It's polywood. It's a man-made material, and it doesn't warp or crack or split or peel. It is not wood. They don't have to be painted because they're color fast, white or off-white. They can be custom fit to any opening in your home. Let them come to your home. If you're in San Antonio, Austin, Houston, or Waco, no problem. Call this same number. They'd be happy to come to you. 214-343-2601. SunburstShutters.com. 214-343-2601. SunburstShutters.com. Join me online at neilsperry.com. You'll find podcasts of all of my programs, answers to the 1001 most frequently asked questions, and a special offer on my new book. That's at neilsperry.com. Now, back to the program. All right, let's go to, and our next call is Sue Allen, I guess, in Cisco. This is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
How may I help you?
I need to know what time of year I need to bring my hummingbird feeders in.
All right. Well, you want to wait until they are no longer feeding, obviously, and when you're not seeing much activity among them. I was just doing a little bit of research. I thought you were the second call up, and I was going to be ready for you. I did a search on the same A&M website on my laptop. I thought, well, I'm not an ornithologist, so I will see what they have to say. And I just entered Aggie Horticulture when to take hummingbird feeders down, and that's when I came to you. So obviously I don't have that answer. But I would think probably toward the end of October would be my guesstimate. I don't have a better answer. I will by the time I have a break, because that's when I was going to read my notes here. I normally don't do that in the program, but a couple of these questions have been things I just don't know much about.
Okay.
So, if you will bear with me, can you hear the program all right? If you just listen.
Yes.
Okay. I'll have an answer for you. I'll get it for you.
Okay.
All right. Appreciate that. Let me go to Gary in Weatherford. And by the way, that's going to be my last call until you call. This will be the last call we have lined up right now. So please call right now. 800-288-WBAP. 800-288-9227. Gary, this is Neil. Good morning. How may I help you?
Thanks for taking my call, Neil. I have a large carpet rose garden, like 12 feet by 50 feet, and morning glories keep invading it and taking it over. I've pulled them out numerous times, but they just keep coming back. Is there anything I can spray that would kill the morning glories without killing the roses?
Yeah, what I think you're probably going to have to do, and you're talking about a wild type of morning glory, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, there are several wild morning glories, the possession vine and the other things, that are just ultra aggressive, and they also can be, some of them are perennial, and so they come back from the roots. There's nothing you can spray over the top of the roses to kill the morning glories without killing the roses, because they're both broadleaf plants, and so a broadleafed weed killer is going to kill both of them. What I did to get rid of the wild morning glories in several of our shrub beds at my home was I bought roll-type mulch, the weed-blocking fabrics, and I just bought one type, but there are several on the market, and I cut and fit them around my plants, and then I put extra pieces where there were seams, so it's like shingling a roof. I had a double coverage in a few areas. You cut a slit to the middle of it, slide it to the trunk of the rose bush, and lay it out flat. I know it's not going to be a lot of fun working beneath rose bushes, but that is a way, and then just make sure you leave no seams other than what's right up at the trunk and of the rose. And then I came back and put shredded tree leaves over that, because I didn't want to look at that landscape weed-blocking fabric for a year or two. If you do that for a couple of years, you will crowd them out. They'll be gone. Then you can take that away and go back to your rose bed as you had it. That worked for me. The only other thing you can do is find them where they come out of the ground, cut them, and then in the spring, very carefully, when they regrow vigorously, spray them with a broadleafed weed killer. But you're going to have to be extremely precise in your application, because and that's going to involve working beneath the rose bushes also, because you just can't get it all over the roses, and you can't get it all over the soil. Most of the broadleafed weed killers with 2,4-D have some soil active materials, and so if you're just putting it on the weed and very precisely, it wouldn't be a problem. But if you're using a hose-in sprayer, it'd be a big problem. So
okay.
That's I've told you more than I know on wild morning glories, but I think that'll get you
okay.
Started. That'll get you
all
started.
Right.
All right. Appreciate your call. You bet. Thanks very much. All right. Let's see where we're headed now. I need to take a break, and I will tell you about my brand new book, which is now about 4 months old. I'm really happy with the book. I'm proud to sign it for people because it really represents what I always wanted to produce for you. Neil Spray's Lone Star Gardening, and I self-published this one. As I've mentioned last hour, I just really have not always had the best experiences with publishers. And one of the things that you do when you self-publish, either you become the distributor and have to do a lot of legwork, or you just say, well, I'm happy with whatever sell. I think I can do this, and therefore I'm going to distribute it myself out of my magazine office. I have done that for 20 years with my annual gardening calendar when I did them, and I thought we can do that. So that's how this is sold. You either have to call my magazine office. It's open now. It'll be open until 11 this morning at 800-752-GROW, with an O, not a zero, or you go to neilsperry.com, neilsperry.com. This book has everything that you need to have to be successful in gardening in the Lone Star State, whether it's trees or shrubs, landscaping, whether it's lawn grasses, flowers of any kind, fruit and vegetable. It's all in this, including 48 pages of when to do things, 4 pages per month, and also a Basics of Texas Gardening chapter that really gives you all the details that underlie all successful gardening. A book is normally $32.95, but it's $28.95, and I have something very, very special for you. Well, you'll be the judge of that, but it really has spiked the sales, so apparently people do want this. I have a bit of a hurt leg and haven't been quite as mobile as I have been for a while. It's been going on for a couple weeks, and so I got a bunch of my books from the warehouse and in San Antonio, and I've been signing these books. We have a couple hundred of them boxed and ready to mail that I signed this week, and I'd love to send one to you. We did not change the price. The signature's not worth anything. It's easy to do, but I'm happy to have done it, and they're ready to go. They're signed copies of my book. I've not been able to do the many, many thousands that we've had before, but I did these for you. And so if you'd like a signed copy of Neil Spray's Lone Star Gardening, the new book, at $28.95 plus tax and postage, you are welcome to call my office right now. That's 1-800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769, or you can order anytime today and night at neilsperry.com, neilsperry.com. Can there be a patent on quality? If there could, I'd give it to Advanced Foundation Repair. Advanced already holds 10 patents for technologies. Those technologies allow their exceptional ProLift repair system to fix just about any foundation. And the fully backed ProLift transferable lifetime warranty guarantees that repair, owner to owner for the lifetime of the house. That, my friends, is quality. Advanced Foundation Repair. 214-333-0003, foundationrepairs.com. Something very exciting is coming to McKinney next Saturday. Actually, two things. And the Crepe Myrtle Trails of McKinney, with the very wonderful support of the McKinney Community Development Corporation. Their charge is to make McKinney even more wonderful than it is already. We are having our 9th annual Crepe Myrtle Trails Run the Trails, the Crepe Myrtle Trails of McKinney. Fun for all ages. In fact, we have a 10K for the first time this year, 5K and 1 mile run. It will begin at 8:30 at Cockrell Middle School, C-O-C-K-R-I-L-L, Middle School. And that's 1351 Hardin Road in McKinney at the intersection of Hardin and White. McKinney Oktoberfest is also next weekend, so two great reasons to come to McKinney. And come from all around, if you will, please. Run participants will enjoy a party atmosphere in Myrtle Village, both before and after the race. Petting zoo, face painter, bounce house, inflatable obstacle course, music, warm-up exercises, chicken dances, and other fun afterwards. Myrtle Village, twice the size as before. The race is directed and timed by Racing Systems through Run On of McKinney, with medals and awards, and we give back to the school children who attend from participating schools $5 of their registration fee for the use of the PE departments. You can find out everything you need to know at crepemyrtletrails.org, C-R-A-P-E, crepemyrtletrails.org. And once again, our sincere thanks to the McKinney Community Development Corporation, known by all of us simply as MCDC. Come run in McKinney next Saturday and come to Oktoberfest, crepemyrtletrails.org. Join us all day Saturday, February 14, for the annual Home Landscape School for 2015. That'll be at the Plano Center. I'm Neil Sperry. Stephen Shambly from Shandor Gardens and I will teach you principles of good design, best trees and shrubs, annual and perennial color, and terrific lawns. You'll leave with a working drawing of your landscape project. You'll get a 30-minute consultation with a landscaping pro February 28 or March 1. The all-day event, Saturday, February 14. All the details at neilsperry.com. The name Scotts is synonymous with fine fertilizers, the best fertilizers. They've been in business for a long, long time, and millions of Americans, millions of Texans use their products each year. Scotts Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Lawn Fertilizer protects and strengthens your lawn for a fine lawn this fall. Scotts Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Lawn Fertilizer replenishes nutrients lost during the harsh summer months and prepares grass for the winter, helps build strong, deep grass roots for a healthier lawn come next spring. The most critical feeding of the entire year comes in September. Your time is here now. Water deeply after you apply it. You will be all set. For best results, apply it using a Scotts spreader. You'll find all the Scotts products you need for your project at your local Lowe's store and other great retailers across Texas. That's Scotts Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Lawn Fertilizer. More information is available at Scotts.com. Scotts.com. And we go back to our phone lines now. We go to Donna in Arlington. Donna, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. I have a question about my sweet potato vine. I have the chartreuse one. I guess I should say I had the chartreuse one because something is eating it up. Not holes in the leaves. I was familiar with the holes in the leaves, but they're literally chopping it off at the stem or just completely the stem. Do you have any idea what it is?
So you go out in the morning and you see absolutely no stem. There are no shards. There's nothing there.
Right. It's just, I see a pile of leaves on the ground.
Okay. And what part of the plant have they eaten? Have they eaten parts of the leaves and parts of the stems and left the rest behind?
Well, actually, they've eaten, I guess it would be parts of the leaves. But, okay. They're just, it's like cutting the leaves, like something is cutting the leaves off of the stem, and they're just a pile of full leaves, not holes in the leaves, on the ground.
All right. And full leaves meaning they've not been chewed.
Exactly.
I have no idea what would do that. I have no idea what would do that. I haven't heard yet any indication of what they've eaten, if they've eaten anything. It sounds like somebody's plucking leaves and making a pile of them. And
that's what it looks like.
Yeah, if you're not seeing any plant tissue missing, then I'm not sure they're eating. That sounds more like something a squirrel would do or a bird would do or something. I have no idea. Grasshoppers will eat big chunks out of leaves, and they certainly will feed on almost anything. I don't know if rabbits are a big problem for ornamental sweet potatoes. I kind of sense that they may not be a huge problem because I see a lot of sweet potatoes in areas that I know have a lot of rabbits. So,
these are not in the ground. They're in containers.
Well, that would rule out rabbits. And if they're up, do they not come down to the ground?
Yes, some of them do, but the leaves that they're chomping off are actually up closer to the base of the plant.
I don't know. Is it happening overnight or is it happening in the daytime?
It's happening overnight.
All right, then that's going to be something like a raccoon or possum probably then. I don't have a clue. I've never had that question. I've never seen that happen.
Okay, well.
Hey, do you see raccoons in your neighborhood?
Well, we do have raccoons. We do have possums.
You've got everything, don't you? Sounds more like their damage. Yeah, you kind of have to get all these facts accumulated and then try to sort through them. I have both animals in our landscape, and I see damage in the morning that wasn't there the night before, and I know it was either they or armadillos, and armadillos don't get up in pots, so that helps you rule back to that. I have no idea what they would have been doing up there if they're not actually eating something.
Right.
Yeah. I'm speechless and clueless.
Okay. I just thought I would give it a try.
Actually, more clueless than speechless.
Speechless.
I'm sorry I didn't help you. Oh, you ate 8 or 10 minutes of your life back.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Neil.
All right. I am going to try to collect my brain and figure things out. These have been some interesting questions. You know, when you get into this business, you hope that you get interesting questions and not just the same question hour after hour after hour. And today has been a bonus for me. It's been wonderful. Let me tell you about Dallas Plumbing Company right now. They're at 11,055 Plano Road in northeast Dallas. Almost you'll feel like you're in Garland. And they are just outside LBJ Freeway. They have a showroom there, a kitchen and bath showroom that is just fabulous. That's where all of our fixtures in our home came from years before I did my first ad for Dallas Plumbing. So I encourage you to go in and see that showroom Monday through Friday business hours and then Saturday mornings. Dallas Plumbing Company, providing plumbing services to Dallas and North Texas homes since 1903. They're celebrating 111 years serving our area. They've earned multiple awards, and they offer right now Carrier Cool Cash Rebates. They're back. You can save up to $1,500 on a new Carrier high-efficiency air conditioning and heating unit for your home, or you can receive up to one full year of no-interest financing. It's your choice. Now until mid-November, November 15, visit DallasPlumbing.com for details or call them at 214-340-6300 for a free estimate. That is DallasPlumbing.com, 214-340-6300. That's the number to call anytime you have heating, air conditioning, or plumbing needs. They offer a 10% discount for seniors on plumbing, heating, and air conditioning service. For more information and to take advantage of these special offers, call them at 214-340-6300 or go to DallasPlumbing.com.
Licenses TACLA 38830C and M163.
Tell you about Arborological Services right now. They are the people that I refer folks to very, very often on my Facebook page. Do you know a good tree service? Well, yes, I do. They've been my advertiser and the only people who have touched my trees for the last 20-some years. I think the world of their team. Anytime I have any kind of a problem with my trees that is either too high for me to reach or too unusual for me to understand, I call Arborological Services out to our house. Trees represent a major part of your landscaping investment, and to have a specialist from Arborological Services look at your tree or trees annually is wonderful practice of landscaping. Your trees are going to be clapping their leaves when they see Arborological Services truck coming down the street, because they are just the best. They have 12 International Society of Arboriculture certified arborists. That is the training you want to ask about. If you have a tree service company already, ask, are you a certified arborist? And if they're not, you might just say, oh, okay, well, thank you. And the next time, call Arborological Services. If you don't have a tree service company, the first time, call the best. And that's Arborological Services at 866-552-7267. 866-552-7267. They are based in Dallas-Fort Worth. They serve Dallas-Fort Worth, but they made it easier to get a call to them by getting that toll-free number, 866-552-7267, arborological.com, Arborological Services. Time to check in with the WBAP 24/7 newsroom once again. Major Logan.
Thank you, Neil. WBAP News Time is now 9:34. A manhunt continues in Pennsylvania for a cop killer. The story after we update traffic and weather on the ones. Here's your classic Chevrolet.com right now traffic watch. New problem at the Mixmaster. Westbound I-30 at I-35E. Two right lanes of the exit ramp are closed because of an accident in that area. Also, it's a little sluggish right now. I-30 westbound between Central Expressway and I-35E. Another slowdown on I-45 northbound between I-20 and Simpson Stewart Road, so be careful in that area. The WBAP 24/7 forecast today, mostly to partly sunny skies with isolated showers and thunderstorms possible. It's going to be warm and muggy today. High of 93 expected, low tonight 67, and then tomorrow mostly sunny, cooler, less humid with a high of 86. It's 77 degrees now in Addison. And no sign of 31-year-old Eric Freen, since authorities say he shot and killed one Pennsylvania state trooper and wounded another in an ambush outside of a barracks 9 days ago. Reporter Lindsay Janice has more from Barrett Township.
Dashed hopes and increased frustrations as another intense night of searching for Eric Freen apparently coming up cold. The Freen family home is about a mile from where I'm standing. Police reassuring residents they are determined to find him and bring him to justice. Their focus on this area, a strong indication they believe he's still in those woods.
A report by the Texas Workforce Commission says hiring in Houston grew 3.9% by adding 107,400 new jobs between August 2013 and last month. Houston Chronicle reports that oil and gas industries, construction and engineering services are expanding at double-digit rates, contributing to the faster-than-expected growth. Our temperatures again today, high 93. It's going to be mostly to partly sunny. Right now it's 79 degrees. From the WBAP 24/7 News Desk, I'm Major Logan. And now back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening on WBAP.
Thank you, Major, very, very much. And I want to invite you to join us all day Saturday, February 14, 2015, for our 20th annual Home Landscape School, where we will teach you how to draw a landscape plan to scale. Stephen Chambly and I are your teachers. Stephen is the horticulturist at Shandor Gardens in Weatherford, longtime friend of mine, one of the most gifted horticulturists around, one of my go-to guys, and just a wonderful a co-teacher for this event. You're going to love it, and it is affordably priced because you're going to learn how to design landscape projects for your own home. People come back and take it a second time because they say, I enjoyed it so much, and I knew it would be different, and it is, and I got a different consultant this time, and I worked on a different project, and it really, the remarks are so good. Now, here are the details. All day Saturday, February 14, Plano Center, and then we give you a 30-minute consultation 2 weeks later after you've had a chance to work on your landscape design project that you assigned to yourself, a project at your own home. And then we hook you up with a landscape consultant who is a full-time practicing landscape designer or professional horticulturist for a 30-minute consultation, either February 28 or March 1, your choice. And you leave with a working drawing of your landscape project. It could be a new front yard for your home. It could be a wonderful patio or a pool landscape, whatever it is. So that's really cool. It's $179 for one person, two people, $219. Those are the same prices we've had for many years. There is a $20 discount in those prices if you sign up now. Don't delay. Seating is limited, and those prices will go up shortly. You can sign up online at neilsperry.com, same place you would get my new book, neilsperry.com, or you could sign up by calling my magazine office right now at 1-800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769.
Instant news and weather alerts at your fingertips. Sign up for WBAP text and email alerts now at WBAP.com.
When you do a talk show and you do live ads for your sponsors, you hope that you get really great sponsors. And one of our newest advertisers, and I am so proud to have them, leaders in their industry, Wortham Brothers Roofing. They have been established since 1986 to provide the highest quality workmanship, materials, and service. That is a lot of years, almost three decades in the business, more than 60,000 roofs. I ask, is that the correct number? And they said, yep, it is. We do a lot of roofs. Through education, certification programs, and strong quality control programs, they meet their goal with every homeowner. It's backed with a 10-year labor warranty. Now, we have a lot of rough weather in Texas, and sometimes there is damage done to a roof by wind or by hail that is not immediately visible from the ground. And that's where you need a professional to inspect the roof. If you have roof problems, they will tell you. If you don't, they'll tell you that. But it's very important that you get a professional from Wortham Brothers Roofing to look at your roof if you are about to file an insurance claim, because those things have time limits. They are ticking time bombs waiting to go off, and if you wait too long, you won't be insured for that damage. So before the claim expires, before you list your home for sale, or before you change insurance carriers, call Wortham Brothers. Or if you just need a new roof, call Wortham Brothers, 972-562-5788. 972-562-5788. A good roof is not a matter of chance, but a matter of choice. Choose Wortham Brothers Roofing, WBRoofing.com. between now and 10. If you'd like to order my new book, call 1-800-752-GROW. However, if you have a plant question, call me here at the radio station, 800-288-WBAP. Now back to the program. Thank you, sir. And we've had enough business that we are really needing to keep the phone lines open at the magazine office until 11, in spite of that recording. So that number is 1-800-752-4769 to the magazine office. Don't call that number, though, with a plant question, because I'll tell you, those folks are not plant people. I know them, and the number to call here is 800-288-WBAP for your plant question. Let's go to Jane in Carrollton. Jane, this is Neil. How may I help you?
Yes, hi. We have a couple of pecan trees. We have four pecan trees that we planted when I moved here from Little Rock, Arkansas, mm-hmm. back in 1996. And they were pretty small when we planted them. And after a couple of years, they started producing plant nuts. But it wasn't like the ones in Little Rock. They had a nice green covering over them. But the squirrels and the birds got them all before we got to them. And so now they're huge trees. They're higher than the house.
Okay.
And they've had a huge harvest this year. But the squirrels and the birds are still getting them. And when they do fall off, they fall off too soon. And they're black inside. What are we doing wrong?
Well, it probably has to do with variety selection and weather. What you're describing probably is not birds and squirrels causing them to fall, but and squirrels will. You'll see them chewed up. But the ones that fall and that are just black on the outside and then within a day or two are completely black, those are hit with pecan scab. Pecan scab is a disease that will infect pecans in May and June and then just causes early premature fruit drop, pecan drop, or aborted fruit in late August and September. It's black and watery. It happens before they're anywhere near ripe. They're useless. What I always find on my own pecans, I live in a pecan forest, and we have scab. I'm not going to go out and spray for it several times during the summer. I just take the pecans that I get, because there always are two-thirds of them that are not affected, and I enjoy those. And when they're falling in August, September, we just blow them into the flower beds and go on about life so they don't stay in the driveway. But that's what it is. It's pecan scab. If you care to spray a fungicide, you would begin in late May, and you would need to spray probably every 4 weeks or so. The variety Caddo, for anybody who is trying to avoid having to spray the pecans for scab, the variety Caddo is the most resistant.
Caddo, K-A-D-D-O?
C-A-D-D-O.
C-A-D-D-O,
uh-huh. Okay. Yeah.
And you spray the whole tree?
If you're trying to prevent scab from forming, you have to spray the whole tree because pecans are all over the tree. Yeah,
okay.
There's no way to spray part of the tree and get complete coverage. So,
it's not helpful to pull them off the tree before they actually the green part turns dark and not dark but ripens and opens, because that's what we used to do in Little Rock.
Oh no!
Didn't help.
That will ruin them.
Yeah.
That's what the squirrels are doing. You don't want to do that. That's what the scab does. Now, if the husk is open and has turned brown and they're hanging in the tree in November and you want to pluck a few off and eat them, I guess you can, but it's better to let them hit the ground, pick them up. They have that hard shell on them for a reason. Jane, I got to run, but that should get you started. It's pecan scab. Right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, you bet. Let's go to Lance in Burleson. Lance, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you?
I'm doing well. How can I help you?
Well, sir, I'm a bit of a prepper on a budget, and I've gotten into edible landscaping recently. Mm-hmm. And my quest led me to chaya, also known as tree spinach.
Mm-hmm.
And I recently purchased some cuttings off of some people from Florida. And I've got 11 viable plants going. They're taking root and growing leaves. I guess the biggest ones have gotten about a foot tall. Okay. And I'm trying to make a plan for the winter. I don't quite know what to do.
I don't have the foggiest idea. I am totally. I think you guys had a convention last night and said, oh, we're all going to call Neil today with the tough questions. I do not know. I have not grown that plant, and I don't have a foggy idea of where to start to help you. What I would do, it's the same answer I've given to about three people so far this morning, and I'm embarrassed because I normally this doesn't happen, you know, because normally the questions are not quite so exotic as pollinating avocados and this crop. But I would do Aggie Horticulture as a web search. I'd do Aggie Horticulture and then enter. Is that not Kia? That's not pronounced Kia? I don't know.
I can't even. It's C-H-A-Y-A. I'm not sure.
Okay, that's something different than what I'm thinking of. But anyway, I would enter that and see what you do. I don't mind trying that in a break. I don't have much time to do it, though. Spell it again for me, if you will.
C-H-A-Y-A.
Okay. Yeah, you know what? I think Bill Adams has written about that in my magazine. Bill is a vegetable aficionado. He was the Harris County Extension horticulturist until he retired. And I bet you I have read about that in my own magazine while I was proofreading, and it just didn't register. But let me see what I can find. I'll do what I can. But I would look at Aggie Horticulture and then enter Chaya and see what they have. I'll do it and report back to you on whether there's much there for you.
Well, I sure appreciate
it. That's all I have. I'm sorry. I appreciate okay. your call. Thank you. This has really been a fascinating morning. I want to get one thing done very quickly to help the Dallas County Master Gardeners. If you would like to learn more about culture and maintenance of many types of plants and have time to attend training and complete a volunteer service program, the Master Gardeners program in your county would be ideal. I have received a nice note from the Dallas County Master Gardeners, and I don't have time to read the entire release. But if you would like to get involved as a Master Gardener and you're in Dallas County, go to DallasCountyMasterGardeners.org, and that's plural, DallasCountyMasterGardeners.org. There's an application form there. You can learn more about the Master Gardener program. They are in the process of signing people up. I think the deadline, that was on the other sheet that's on my desk at home, but I think that was October 20, and the classes will begin in January. DallasCountyMasterGardeners.org. So that is that. We're going to come back to finish up with Mary and Hank in the next break, in the next segment. Right now, though, first I'd like to tell you about the offer from Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, my book. It's available from my magazine office and from my website at neilsperry.com. This book will help you enjoy gardening to the maximum. Fall landscaping is the best time to landscape. And although I don't have anything about chaya in it, I will tell you that this is the book that has almost everything else you would need to have for gardening in Texas. We have a complete chapter. I wrote every word of this book, and I did a lot of research on it because there are areas that I needed some help on, and I did a lot of background research. But chapter one is Basics of Gardening in Texas. That one I did on my own, of course. And you know what? There is a I have presented my fact for the my feelings for the hardiness zone that we're in and why I think the new hardiness zone that we're listed in now in North Texas is not correct. And that's in chapter one, Basics of Gardening in Texas. Talks about soils, choosing fertilizers, pruning, all of that. Chapter two is a 48-page, 4-page-per-month chapter on when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden, and then individual chapters on trees and shrubs, vines and ground covers, annuals, perennials, fruit and vegetables, and also on lawns. Now, the book is normally $32.95. It is now $28.95 on special, and I added something extra to that special. I went to my office and signed a couple of hundred copies of the book earlier this week, and they are boxed and ready to mail. People have been asking for book signings. I can't get everywhere in the state of Texas. This is a way I could offer to you a signed copy, obviously at no extra charge. But if you'd like one of those signed copies while we still have them in stock, I hope that you will call the office before 11 today. The warehouse for the books is in San Antonio, so this is a special opportunity. The number is 800-752-GROW. This book is not in store. It is not on Amazon. If you buy there, you'll find my old book from 1991, Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. This one is completely updated, a quarter of a century newer, and a lot more informative, a lot more user-friendly. 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769, or order anytime today or tonight at my website at neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY. WhizQ.com.
Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have been a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres of beautiful natural stones such as flagstone, decorative cobblestone, boulders, river rock, and gravel, the skilled professionals at WhizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. With many different water features and sitting areas, they've used every element in hardscapes and plantings to show the beauty of all these products and how they can be used in your home. WhizQ professionals will conduct free how-to classes Saturday, September 27th, how to build a backyard pond. And on October 4th, how to build a paver patio. All classes will start at 10 a.m. each Saturday in the Lifestyle Display Gardens at WhizQ Stone. Visit the experts at WhizQ at their display gardens located at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. For more information, visit their website at whiz-q.com. That's whiz-q.com. WhizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams.
All right, great people. Off microphone for the moment. Thank you, Robert, for that tidbit. I needed that. Let me, as my producer and phone answer, let me tell you about the Crepe Myrtle Trails of McKinney and something very exciting coming up 6 days from now. First of all, it's Oktoberfest weekend in McKinney, and we are a part of that this year for the first time, being held the very same time, and we invite you to come from all around Texas to, or Oklahoma for that matter, to be a part of Oktoberfest in the downtown area of McKinney. We're going to be holding our 9th annual Crepe Myrtle Trails of McKinney Run the Trails. Fun for all ages, twice the size. With our wonderful sponsor behind us, the McKinney Community Development Council, MCDC, we are on Saturday, September 27, having a 10K, 5K, and 1 mile run beginning at Cockrell Middle School, 1351 Hardin Road in McKinney, and winding through the parks of the city of McKinney. Starts at 8:30. McKinney Oktoberfest weekend, and we are inviting people to be part of both events. Run participants will enjoy a party atmosphere in Myrtle Village both before and after the race. Lots of fun activities. Kids love Myrtle Village. Kids love Myrtle Village. We have encouraged the school children of Frisco, Allen, McKinney, and surrounding communities to be a part of this race. And participating schools, we return $5 of each registration to the school PTA. That is a part of our promise to the participating schools. For advanced registration, go to crepemyrtletrails.org. C-R-A-P-E, crepemyrtletrails.org. Registration on race day begins at 7:30. That's in front of Cockrell Middle School, intersection of White Street and Hardin Road. You can get all that information at crepemyrtletrails.org.
Storms on the way? Get updates on your phone and your inbox. Text and email alerts at WBAP.com.
All right. And finally, we talk about Baylor McKinney, Baylor Plano. We have a long affiliation with the Baylor healthcare system dating back 9.5 years to when our daughter's life was saved at Baylor Plano. A wonderful staff there recognized the flesh-eating bacterium, and although she was in a coma for 11 days, we have a wonderful, caring, loving, perfect daughter back. And thank you, Baylor Plano. And because of that affiliation, my wife proudly serves on the Baylor McKinney board. She said, you know, I want to help any way I can. And they said, would you be on our board? And she said, I would love that. And she does. A sudden illness or accident can happen anytime. You can depend on the emergency departments at Baylor Regional Medical Center at Plano and Baylor Medical Center at McKinney to be ready. They're open 24/7, 365 days a year. They're caring professionals, and the board-certified physicians on their medical staff have experience treating everything from minor wounds to broken bones to strokes. Learn more about emergency services at Baylor Plano and Baylor McKinney by visiting BaylorHealth.com. I hope you never need those services, but if you do, do what so many people have left instructions. If anything ever happens to me, take me to Baylor. And if you're in Collin County anywhere, Baylor Plano, Baylor McKinney. All right, so I'm looking up chaya at Aggie Horticulture. There is nothing there. There's just nothing there. Mexican tree spinach. That's a master gardener plant sale. It's just one that I don't know that well. So, you know, I would look at Aggie Horticulture chaya and look through some of the, here is something from another, some of these websites I just don't trust. So I'm going to go back to my phone lines now. Mary in Denton. This is Neil. Good morning. Mary?
Can you hear me?
I hear you fine right now. How can I help?
Good. We have an ash tree that was transplanted professionally about a year ago. It was last fall, and it did okay. You know, it had some shock, but it did okay, and it's surviving. It's just not thriving. Right now, the leaves have a lot of holes in them, and I have been watering it and fertilizing it regularly throughout the summer, and the flare is not covered, and I did apply a systemic insecticide earlier because we had a lot of grasshoppers this year. And is it too late to do that again?
Yeah, you don't need a systemic at this point. You need to analyze whether the holes are current, ongoing current events, or if they are just historic events from weeks ago or months ago. Are the holes only at the edges of the leaves, or are they interior as well?
They're interior as well. And the leaves tend to grow at the end of the branches. Some of the branches are pretty bare.
Yeah, that's always going to happen. The thing I'll tell you is that when you have interior holes, that has to be caused by something other than grasshoppers or big chewing insects. They will start at the edge of the leaf and eat their way in. They don't start in the middle. That probably was some kind of little caterpillar or something, but that probably is long gone. You're so late. I mean, this is almost October, and there aren't going to be too many more leaves produced anyway. I wouldn't worry about what has happened so far. I would just accept that and move on. Ash trees are a little vulnerable to a lot of problems, and so you may see some other things. I hope it survives okay from the transplanting, not so much the chewing. And
It did last winter, and that was a really bad winter, so I'm hoping it will.
It's not cold that's going to get it. It's transplant shock and heat and drought. They're winter hardy. But anyway, I would watch it and see what happens in the spring, and I would put your systemic insecticide, if you care to, out next spring and probably in April. And that should protect the tree during the summer from the same thing next year. I got to run. I appreciate it. Hank, bless you. You have waited there. Oh, and I never got to you, and I'm so sorry. Please call me back, if you will, or put it on my Facebook page at Neil Sperry. Folks, the number to my magazine office, 800-752-GROW. They'll be there till 11. Happy gardening.